Pretty Prue, a Tilly and Friends book by Polly Dunbar. Read by me, Jose Smart. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Oh, pretty, said Prue. I'm so pretty. She was putting on her favorite red lipstick. Can I have some makeup? Asked Tumpty. Then I can be pretty like you. No, said Prue, you'll waste it. Hmm, said Tumpty. So while Prue was busy doing a pretty prance, Tumpty stretched out his very long trunk and took Prue's purse. Look, everybody, said Tumpty. Now we can be pretty like Prue. Tilly, 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 Prue called. My purse, it's lost. Don't worry, said Tilly. It can't be far away. Hello, Hector, said Tilly. Prue's lost her purse. Do you have it? No, said Hector. My purse, cried Prue. My green purse with red spots. Tiptoe, have you seen it? Tiptoe blushed the prettiest shade of pink. Doodle, said Prue, flapping. Have you seen my purse with my blush and nail polish? It wasn't me, said Doodle, and she pointed a very pretty finger. She was pointing at Tumpty. Tumpty was doing a pretty prance of his own. He looked extremely funny. Everybody laughed, everybody except Prue. That's my purse on your head, said Prue. Everybody stopped laughing. I'm sorry, Tumpty said. With a curl of his very long trunk, he gave Prue back her purse. We're sorry, too, said Hector, and they all put the makeup back in the bag. Then Prue did something very special. She gave Tumpty her favorite red lipstick. Tumpty did something very special, too. He let everybody have a turn, and they all pranced prettily, just like Prue. The end.